Previously, we described a humorous anecdote about the Rajasuya Yajna of Maharaj Yudhisthira performed in Hastinapur, which is north of New Delhi, Meerut, present-day Meerut. And that tape was called The Demigod's Parking Lot. So this is The Demigod's Parking Lot, Part 2. And this description is in Garga Samhita, that when Nanda Maharaj was celebrating the birth of his beautiful son, Yashoda Nandan, Nandalal, Sri Krishna, then all the various demigods and great planetary rulers, they assembled there. But when they came to Gokul to celebrate the Nandotsav, the festival of Krishna's birth, then they, of course, arrived on their vimans. They drove their cars there. So there's a very large and vast parking lot established there in Gokul to accommodate all the vimans of the various demigods. And you can just imagine, it was more like, as I mentioned in The Demigod's Parking Lot, Part 1, it was like a vast circus. If someone was having a circus, they say, okay, over here, just see the elephant. Over here, see the swans gliding in the lake. Here, see the aviary with the peacock and the eagle. And here, see the deer park with the deer. And so all these various vimans are quite interesting. It was like a whole menagerie, a whole zoo established by the demigods. So we'll hear about the various vimans and try to picture those in our mind and see what an amazing scene, how all these various animals, although ordinarily these are many archenemies, these various animals, but they were peacefully living in Braj, as Prabhupada says in the purport in the Krishna book, that in Braj there's no envy. All the animals live together, although outside of Braj there's an animosity between the deer and the lion, between the cat and the mouse, so to speak. But in Braj everything is harmonized by the prem, by the Braja prem. Everything is harmonized and sweetened and beautified and charmed, so that like Jarikan forest, when Lord Chaitanya was dancing through the forest and chanting Hare Krishna, the lions were dancing with the deer. And they were kissing, the lions and deer were kissing and chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Ordinarily, the lion will eat the deer for lunch. But due to the influence of Rasaraj Mahabhav, Radha Krishna Yugal, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he was able to turn that forest, that jungle of Jarikand and Bihar, he turned it into Brajadham, into Dwarasavan, Vrindavan. So all the sweetness, beauty, and charm of his prem and Radha's prem and Krishna prem was injected into the hearts of those animals. So they gave up their envy and danced together in love, and they embraced and they kissed and chanted, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So similarly, all these animals, these vimans of the demigods, these carriers of the demigods, you can say the transports of the demigods or the cars or automobiles of demigods, they're all living in this vast parking lot or Gokul zoo. And no, everyone was getting along fine through the influence of Braja Prem. So accompanied by many ghosts and demons, Lord Shiva came riding on his bull. Then Suryadev, the sun god, came riding on a chariot drawn by so many horses. Then Indra came riding on an elephant. Then Vayu, the air god, came riding on a Kanjana bird. Yamaraj came riding on a buffalo. Kubera came riding on a flower chariot, and Chandradev, the moon god, came riding on a deer. So now we have a bull, an elephant, a bird, a deer, and a buffalo. Then Agnidev, the god of fire, he came in on a ram, which means a male goat. Then Varuna came riding on a shark. Kartikeya rode on his peacock, Saraswati came on a swan, Lakshmi Devi came riding on Garuda, Durga came on a lion, Bhumi Mata, the earth goddess personified, She took the form of a cow, and she came riding in on an airplane. The 16 Matrikas came riding on a swing, and Goddess Shashti, the goddess of children, she came riding on a palanquin. Mangalvar, the lord of Mars, he came riding on a gorilla. I can imagine, now the zoo is getting more interesting. There's peacocks and Kanjana birds, and there's deer and elephants and bulls and swans and sharks and lions, and now there's a gorilla. Budvar, Mercury, the lord of Mercury, he came on a rooster. His Viman is a rooster. And then Guruvar, Jupiter, the lord of Jupiter, he came riding on a black stag. That means a male deer, a black stag. Then Shukravar, the lord of Venus, came riding on an ox. Shanivar, the lord of Saturn, he came on a camel. He came riding on a shark also. Also, Varunadev came on a shark. And it says here that, although generally it says that Shani's Viman is a dog, but here it's saying that Shani's Viman was a shark. Then Rahu, the lord of Rahu, or Rahu himself, he came riding on a camel. So they all arrived, and they parked their Vimans in the demigod's parking lot in Gokul, and they offered obeisances to Nandalal, Yashodanandan, and they offered many eloquent prayers. Although he was just manifesting the form of a child, everyone can understand, all the demigods in attendance can understand that Nandanandan, Yashodanandan, was none other than the original Krishna Swayam Bhagavan, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. So after taking darshan of Nandalal Sri Krishna, Brahma, Shiva, Indra, Yamaraj, Varuna, Suridev, etc., and all the great sages, overwhelmed with feelings of love, they returned to their own abodes. Thus ends the narration of Krishna's birth, Janmotsav.